Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to a good Friday. And I know everybody's good today. I know I am. I know Kyle is when we bring him on to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody out there working on the third watch right now, no matter what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center drivers. Today on Good Friday, they're going to be real busy trying to get the Easter Bunny stuff to your house and your mailbox and whatnot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. It's not Elon Musk yet, but he's working on it. And check out our website, if you get a chance. Check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now on a good Friday out there in California, IA, is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody on this system.
Well, they're happy down here. Really happy. Okay, thank you. There we go. They're really happy down here. It was almost 90 degrees yesterday. It's going to be about the same today. There was no rain yesterday to speak of, no rain today to speak of, and probably won't see much rain at all until Sunday or Monday, if we even see it then. But it's picture-perfect beach day, great day to get a sunburn, never mind the tan. You'll get a burn if you go to the beach and don't have the proper sunblock on. And it won't take very long to do it, but there's a lot of people here visiting Florida. The hotels right here behind me, the radio station, they are jam-packed solid, both of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is something, yeah.
Yeah. So, would you be ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Well, get ready, because here we go.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to cut right to the chase and get right over here to the story about the Ukrainian Marines who are claiming credit for launching two missiles and sinking that Russian Black Sea ship, the pride of the Russian fleet in the Black Sea, the Moskva, with two missiles. Now, I've had a lot of people say, well, we haven't seen any bodies, we haven't this, we haven't that, blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, we have not seen any pictures of the ship close up yet from anybody, have we?
Well, that's right. And not all that many hours ago, Captain, the Russians were saying that they had contained the fire aboard that missile cruiser as it was being towed back to port. And, of course, now we know that it has sunk. You're right. We don't have confirming evidence of seeing bodies or close-up pictures of the ship. But at the same time, though, it does seem to follow. So until we get confirmation, we don't know for sure. But Captain, they say that the ammunition exploded. Well, maybe something caused that explosion for the ammunition. And so, again, we'll get more information. But nevertheless, the Russians have lost their flagship in the Black Sea, yes.
And there's something else. The Russians don't like to report casualties. Even right. During Ukraine, they're not telling us how many people they've lost. We're having to guess at that by international sources that are out there. So to say that they're not saying this or not saying that, doesn't matter. It's a normal forte where we got to sit back and we got to wait until something comes out that proves it a little different. Now, the satellite pictures we saw that were from far above up overhead did show damage. We could see that, but we couldn't exactly zoom in to try to see what it was or where it was because I don't have those type of instrumentation. Do you?
No. But of course, the Russians, you know, would be very, very aware of what this looks like and the kind of impact, you know, it will have on the Ukrainian forces and their ability to keep fighting, knowing that this huge win has just occurred, again, if it were the missiles that sank the ship.
Well, nonetheless, they are celebrating in the Ukraine, and that's fine. If that raises their spirits up, then I'm all for it.
Exactly right. Yes.
So there you go. So we'll just go with it and see what happens. How's that?
Well, that's right. There was also bad weather, we understand, that hampered some of the rescue efforts, as other rescue ships evidently came, tried to come to the aid of the Moskva. So that may have had some contributing factor in not getting a lot more information or even getting people off the ship, perhaps.
Well, I would imagine probably that some people will be, when they find out what's going on, they'll go, oh, my, look at this. But we'll just wait and we'll just see. I'm just going to sit back and see what happens because there's more to the story that we'll hear. But for anybody to jump off on one addition or one side, it's not going to work. Okay, let's try something here for a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Bill in Atlanta. How are you?
Hello there, Mr. Bill.
Yeah, I just wonder why your program's not on AM 920 right now. Brian Kilmeade's on, and I was waiting for your program to come on. But
anyway. I have no idea. You'll have to figure. Somebody didn't flip a switch. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. That happens sometimes. People don't flip the switch or whatnot. All righty, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me, and we shall be back with more.
This. The Captain's America, Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, you bet I will. Thanks, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell's got a special going right now, and he's got it going for the rest of the week, I've been told. It's the six-piece towel set. They got 11 different colors you can choose from. And normally, that towel set would cost $100, $109.99. You can get that for $29.99 with my promo code CAPTAIN over on MyPillow.com. That's a big savings of some really high-quality towels. Now, I've got two sets myself. I bought one set, and I liked it so much, I turned around and bought another set. I said, well, if I ever have company or something like that, they'll have their own towels, and I won't have to worry about whether or not I got a towel. And the bath towels are a real, live bath towel. They actually fit you if you want to wrap the towel around you like the old days instead of a towel that isn't going to do that. So, and they're soft, oh boy, really great stuff. So go over to MyPillow.com and look at the six-piece towel set. $29.99 is the price with the promo code CAPTAIN. And for a limited time, this week anyway, you'll get Mike's softcover book free with your purchase, a $19.97 value for free. And it's called What Are the Odds? That's the book you'll get. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you going to get on the corporate jet and come visit us this weekend?
You know, I would love to. Absolutely. These high fuel prices, though, I've got to tell you.
Oh, it's only $7 a gallon out there where you are?
Well, actually, let's see. I had to get gas today, and I put gas in my tank, and it was $5.89. And I thought I was getting a deal at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, but it's still high. It's upwards of $6 a gallon anywhere you go.
I paid $3.83 a gallon. We've got three gas stations within 2 miles of me that are having a fuel war. One of them is $3.89. It's a brand new gas station that just opened up, a Circle K. That's $3.89. They caused the other gas stations around, the established ones, Wawa and a BP, to have to lower their prices, and they did. So Wawa went to $3.87, and the BP went to $3.85. Now, I bought gas today at the BP for $3.85 to top my tank so I can go down to Bradenton and come, or Sarasota, and come back over the weekend. But I'm telling you, I can't believe the prices are, they've gone down a little bit, but they're still way up above where they were because they're more than a dollar higher than what they were in January right here in my corner of the country, and I'm sure they are where you are, if not more.
Well, that's exactly right. And what the, I think the psychological thought is that, oh, well, people will think, oh, gas prices are going down, but they're still super high. You know, $5.89 is a far cry from what we were paying, like in your case, just a few short months ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's no relief of this. It's like, oh boy, good. Finally, it's a little less. It's 10, 20 cents less.
Yeah.
But it's still.
And you know, here's something for the listeners that are listening right now. If your gasoline prices you think are fairly affordable, or at least they've come down a little bit or whatnot, give us a call at 877-969-8600 and tell us about it. Because people traveling around the country, especially this weekend, there'll be a lot of people going to grandma's house and whatnot. They're going to want to know where to buy their gas. And if they can get by without buying gas, let's say in Kentucky, because it's cheaper in Tennessee or cheaper in Georgia and whatnot, that's what they'll do. Maybe we can help them out.
Well, exactly. I think we're going to see impacts, though. It's not so much because, at least from my anecdotal evidence of driving around parts of Southern California here, I see a lot of people out on the road. There's traffic everywhere. So it's not like people are not buying gas.
Okay, but are they in the drive-ins and the McDonald's and the Wendy's and Hardee's and all those places, or the coffee places, Starbucks, are they in there?
Well, see, that's the thing. I think they'll pull back another spending that would be incidental or a luxury item. I'll always go get my coffee or this or whatever it is. But how about this? Taking the family out to eat. You know, you're paying all this money at the pump. It's costing you $100 to fill up your car. And so now you're going to go spend another $100 going out to eat. It makes people make different decisions. So this is where I think we'll see the impacts.
All right. Well, while we're talking about money and whatnot, it's official now. The government, according to the monthly Treasury statement from October through March, the federal government collected a record $2.121 trillion in total taxes through the first 6 months of fiscal 2022. Now, that's October through March. But they spent more than they took in.
Well, of course. Now, Captain, how are we going to get the Democrats, any Democrat in the government, basically, to justify the notion that, but they just need a little bit more, right? They just need a little bit more money in order to really fix the problems and fight for you. They're going to come and tell us that for the midterms. You know, just don't worry. You know, we're only going to tax those people who are making $400,000 a year. It's going to, you know, come on, man. This is an obscene amount of money, and they can't make it work with that.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Right.
My thoughts exactly.
Just a little more money. I just need a little bit more. It's kind of like, you know, people say, I just need another, I'm going to finally hit it big. I'm going to win this bet. I just need more money to do it. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this. The buses are still rolling into Washington, D.C., coming from the Mexican border. And there is a bus, I'm not sure if it got there yet from Florida, but they shipped a busload of migrants from Florida up to D.C. as well. It may not have gotten there yet, or maybe unloading tonight, because they're trying to unload these buses at night in the dark.
Right. Yeah, this kind of thing points up the very thing that the federal government's actually doing, in the sense of busing illegal immigrants to all parts across the lower 48, as it were, and perhaps elsewhere. But it's something that is being characterized as a stunt that has no value. It's only to exacerbate the problem. No, it's actually demonstrating the problem in a very effective way. And how the Biden administration can justify what it's doing, and especially in giving the cell phones away. Well, we're going to track people with this, but still, why don't legal immigrants get a free cell phone or something, a lottery ticket or cash or something?
Well, a few years ago, it was, let me see here.
They got Obama phone!
Remember that?
That's right, the Obama phone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
2012, yeah.
Yeah, but now you don't even get that. You're getting the other thing, the smartphone. And believe it or not, it's so they can track you, which is even funnier. Okay, the United States and some of our NATO allies are apparently really beating feet to get some supplies, military hardware and equipment and ammunition and other supplies into the Ukraine as fast as we can. We have transports flying into there, which, by the way, Russia has threatened to shoot down. Because they're bringing articles of war to the Ukraine, and they say that makes them fair game. And I just wonder to myself, what's going to happen if Russia shoots down one of our big C-5A galaxies?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. How would the commander-in-chief react to that? I think we know how the country might react to that. It would be another example. In addition to another atrocity, obviously, but it would be another example that the Russian military and the Russian government under Vladimir Putin have no compunctions about taking innocent life and trying to go way, way, way outside the accepted norms of delivering aid or other things.
Yes. And the world's largest cargo plane, which was built in the Ukraine, and they had destroyed one of them, but one of them is still flying around, landed somewhere in Europe to pick up military supplies and fly them back to Ukraine.
All right. Very interesting. Yes.
Painted gold and blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the Ukrainian colors. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And it was in the air yesterday in Europe, and it was reportedly going to be coming back. They were loading it with military supplies somewhere at a military installation. I don't know where, but I saw that in passing.
Yes, and Captain, don't we also have information about not only in terms of other material, but chemical and nuclear protective gear also seems
yes.
to be being shipped over there as well. That's
yes.
that's incredibly important development.
Yep, they are, and it's a lot of different things that you wouldn't think that they'd be getting, but because of the threat that they've made to use chemicals and or nukes, and they're trying to protect them as best they can. Okay, here comes the music up in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It's a Friday morning, Good Friday. We hope everybody's doing very well. And I will tell you this much. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. So I'll be right back.
And around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protests in Grand Rapids, Michigan after the police shooting death of a black man. 26-year-old Patrick Loyoya was pulled over and asked about the tags on his license plate. Police say he was resisting arrest. He was shot in the back of the head as he was running away. So far, the officer involved has not been charged, as state police investigate. A fire and explosion breaks out on a Russian warship in the Black Sea. The crew was evacuated, and then it sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Ukrainian forces claim they hit the ship with a missile. Russia claims they were incompetent and accidentally started a fire near their own ammunition. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It's going to have an impact on their capabilities, certainly in the near term. Whether it has an impact on their naval capabilities in the long term is just unclear right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, and to all the truckers that are out there working this Easter weekend, please be careful. There's a lot of crazies out there. Yesterday, when I was going across the bridge going north towards the radio station, a lot of people were headed not just to the airport, but they were headed north like they were going out of Dodge. The family truckers all loaded up and that sort of stuff. So you're going to have a lot of traffic to contend with. You guys traveling the highways and byways this weekend. I know you are. A lot of people moving around. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I use every day and have been for the past 7 years. I use it because it works. I have a problem, and the problem that I have is corrected and taken care of with this product. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan every day because of the fact that I have problem with inflammation, pain, and swelling in my left foot and ankle, and now it's in my right foot and ankle, too, so love that. But I take this, and it's gone. I mean, it's just gone. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how it works, but I do know this. The ingredients, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, go right straight to the source of the problem. Boom. End of story. Now, once in a while, I have to take a double dose, and occasionally, once in a great, great while, I have to take a third dose to keep the problem going or to get under control because I've stood up on my feet too long or whatever the situation is that's caused it. But the big thing is it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which has got enzymes and proteins in it that your body needs to have anyway, so it's a no-brainer. It's actually good for you. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you're in business. It gets you going. And I'm telling you, I would not be telling you about this if it did not work. Because after all, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain, all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
You betcha. And I'm telling you, it works. It works. It works. Okay, Kyle, back to the Congress this time. Congress, in my opinion, must prevent the executive branch from abusing the national emergency status. Now, this national emergency thing they threw out there, not only the Congress, but the governors, to take complete control and throw some of the rules out last time around, correct?
Well, yes, very much, yes.
We may be approaching that sort of thing again with this next variant that's headed our direction, and we don't need to have that because we know that all these variants, or at least the last few that have come out, are not as bad as what we've already been through.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, you know, they will try to tell you that somehow this is going to be super bad and so forth, and they'll use that as further justification to essentially rule by these emergency powers and not give them up and then have the force of law when they make a decree about something. But you're right, Captain. These variants seem to be much milder. I know that they could affect some people in a very, very bad way because of their own underlying medical condition, perhaps. But your doctor, you know, the people's doctors can do a lot of good in helping to stave a lot of this off, I think. However, that being said, the whole point of the vaccines and so forth was to make sure people weren't going to the hospital and dying in droves. And I think we've more than achieved that at this point. So to try to lock down or try to bring back draconian measures is simply not going to be acceptable.
Okay, well, you mentioned a doctor, and that's my cue. Ready?
Yep.
Oh my God, that is so perfect. Now, I did something yesterday and I got a bunch of email about it. Okay, I played something that Dr. Fauci said, and they said, when did he say that? He never said something about masks like that, that we didn't need to have and all that. Well, I want you to listen, folks, and I'll tell you when he said it. Here we go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Well, he said that a year ago, and he did say that. And less than 2 weeks later, he came back and said, well, maybe you need to wear a second mask. Maybe it's time that we put a second mask on to make sure that we don't get the droplets and this and the other. Everything was about the droplets, remember?
Right. Well, Captain, it seems to me that the Dr. Fauci there was originally talking about masks in the experience that he would have had up to that point in his life.
Right.
And then suddenly, 2 weeks later, I guess all the science changed. It's all done. It's all, you know, it just didn't seem like it was too kosher, if you ask me. So, you know, didn't work right.
No.
It sounded fishy, didn't it?
Well, fishy is the understatement of the year. It sounded like the guy didn't know what he was talking about. And by the way, we do know, and we've heard this from several congressmen, if the Republicans take control of the House, they are definitely going to investigate. The House is going to investigate Dr. Fauci and everything he did. Plus, they're going to go after Hunter Biden, too, which to that I say about damn time. Now, if they take control of the Senate with any sort of numbers like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, to where they've got a bit of a cushion, they'll do the same thing over there, too. And they may or may not go after impeaching Biden, who, by the way, did you see Biden yesterday in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Yes, I did.
What was he doing walking towards the corner where there was nobody over there? And what the hell did he stand there and stare at for, what, 30 seconds to 45 seconds? It's like he was lost.
He was a little lost. Yeah, also looked like he, right at the end of his speech, he thought he was going to shake hands with somebody, but there's nobody in his immediate vicinity. So he just seemed like he was a little confused. And I hate to say it, this is getting very serious, I think, Captain.
This is extremely embarrassing for the country and for the people that are laughing through their boots at us, Russia, China, our friends, our allies. They talk about, they don't respect Joe Biden. Well, would you?
Well,
you might feel sorry for him, but, right? World leader, you don't do that.
Right, precisely. And it continues to, it's being exacerbated, I think.
Okay. Now, let me see. Where's my clock? Okay, I still got time to do this. Okay. We have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of little sounders here, folks. So we're gonna do something here. I've got a Kamala Harris sighting and statement as to what she said yesterday. Are you ready, Kyle?
I'm ready.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Oh, my goodness. That's the Kamala song. That's also AOC's song, too, by the way. Well, yesterday, my friend, get this. Vice President Kamala Harris was talking about the infrastructure law, which will require work outdoors, where she said, and I quote, the danger of high heat is only increasing.
I guess because of global warming.
What in the hell was that? What was that all about?
Yeah, that's another one of her things, like when she said that one must acknowledge that prices are going up, or she acknowledged that people should acknowledge that. This sounds like typical Kamala Harris speak, and unfortunately, I don't think that she thinks it through how it's going to really sound, and maybe she thinks it sounds really, really deep or something. I don't know.
Here's the deal. Every day, and I don't have to work very hard at it, every day there's something from Harris, something from Biden, something from Nancy Pelosi. I haven't even got to her yet because she's like a freaking accordion.
Right, right. Well, and that's another example. I mean, she's been there forever, and unfortunately, and even in her own district, Captain, in San Francisco, for example, you've got a lot of people who have been interviewed recently. She's out of touch in that sense, and she's been there a very, very long time, so she doesn't have the kind of support that people might think she does at the local level that she enjoys mm-hmm. on the national news, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and we're going to go to break, but before we go to break, I'm going to say that there was a poll done yesterday by Rasmussen, and Donald Trump still tops Ron DeSantis. They're 1-2 in the voting in the Republican side of things by 18 points in a hypothetical 2024 primary. Trump is still up over DeSantis.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
Yep. If the two of them run together, they're unbeatable.
Yep.
Unbeatable. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. Good Friday. And, of course, I hope that you remember what Sunday's all about. Easter, he is risen. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I need your love in the night, not spring now. Got early in the morning, got late in the evening. Well, I want and need it.
That is Deep Purple, and that is from 1968, Kyle. And I'm telling you, rocking, getting to it, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great sound, and still sounds good.
Yeah, well, it's an older cut. That's a night from 1968. They upped it a little bit, so the quality wasn't quite as good as it could have been. And I got a second one coming back, another one of their hits from 2 years later, 1970, Highway Star. That's a remix, and it's better. So we got some weather pretty much, folks, tonight out on the West Coast. Another storm coming in, cold weather. We still got the snow up there in North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota and up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And the central part of Lake Michigan, going to be some snow in the lower half of Michigan coming up here over the next day or so. But Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have that storm coming in, as you said, and especially up in Northern California right now. We've got a hard freeze warning. This is going to be in the Ukiah area all the way up to Eureka, all the way up to the borderline there with Oregon, and it's going to continue on up the Oregon coastline up north of Coos Bay, almost all the way up to Florence. That's where the freeze warning is going. But then it's going to head east over towards Roseburg and cover Interstate 5. So if you're heading up in that zone right now, you're definitely going to be going through a hard freeze area. You've also got snow right now up on Donner Pass. If you're going across I-80 up near Reno or coming out towards Sacramento from Reno, 30 degrees right now, snowing at Donner Pass. So be aware of that. We've got, of course, more of this cold weather coming through. We do have also a special weather statement. This in southern Idaho tonight, Captain. It's talking about fog that is beginning to materialize, and it can start moving across the rest of the state there, or at least in the southern part of the state. So be advised if you're near Twin Falls, if you're near Rexburg, if also you're near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, you definitely may be impacted by this. Now, also up in Montana tonight, especially eastern Montana, we do have a winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Missoula area. They've got some active snow going on there right now, and they've got a lot of snow. They've got a lot of road closures. They've got school closures in different areas in eastern Montana, and it has been quite a lot of snow. So be careful there. 4th of July pass right now. Looks like there's going to be snow, Captain, right around Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and that means 4th of July pass can be impacted. It's 29 degrees there right now, as a matter of fact. Also, southwestern Montana, you're going to have light snow going all through the night, and so be very careful traveling because road conditions can change very, very quickly. Winter weather advisory in western Wyoming tonight, and be advised of that. And then we've also got some active rain and snow, Captain, up near Elko, Nevada, as you go across I-80. That's going to proceed on west from there through Battle Mountain as well. So that's what's happening out west tonight.
And basically, folks, an unsettled weather pattern continues some portions of the southern plains into the southeast with isolated instances of severe weather and or flash flooding possible through the weekend. Now, a series of these storms are going to bring low elevation rain in the mountains, mountain snow, and some strong winds to the Pacific Northwest. Kyle was just telling you about, and Northern California into the Rockies into early next week. Now, what we've got going on right now is it's still snowing up there in North Dakota. It's not like what it was. There's no blizzard warning now, but they're still getting snow, as well as the western part of Minnesota, all the way to the Canadian border, from halfway down the line there, down by I-90, straight north. Now, you do have in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight some gale winds on the lake, Lake Superior, as well as Lake Michigan. You do have some snow mixed in there, too. So be advised of that. Now, it appears there may be some lake effect snow building right now from the Thousand Islands Bridge on down to Sandy Creek in upstate New York, which is just north of Oneida Lake. And it also appears there may be some lake effect snow starting right now to build from Buffalo down to the Pennsylvania line. That would be Ripley, New York, on I-90, the New York Thruway. So be advised of that. We do have some very cold conditions again tonight in the mountains of Virginia, right there along the West Virginia border. So keep your eye on that. We could have a little bit of ice in the road up there. But other than that, not looking too bad coming around the rest of the country here, except for maybe Oklahoma, that unsettled weather there in the southern plains, I-40, that could be a problem today. And you could have a problem across I-20 today, too, going through the Metroplex and maybe further east. There is some unsettled weather in there. Could be some severe thunderstorms along with the mix. Well, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J and why we want to go there.
Well, Captain, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J, number one, because they love truckers, they love travelers, RVers, and they have what you need to come in from the road, coming from the cold in many cases, of course, across all the highways and byways tonight with a hot cup of coffee or something great to eat. And by the way, they've got what you need for fuel, supplies, anything else that you need when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J. You can use their locations function at their website simply by going to PilotFlyingJ.com, and you can find the location nearest you. Also, Captain, the good people at Pilot and Flying J are investing about $1 billion in renovating more than 400 of their stores across their national network. And so that just means the Pilot and Flying J's are going to be better and better. And when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club, start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Use their My Rewards Plus app to track your points. Also get great offers. Check out their Axle fuel card. They have fleet options as well. In other words, you can't go wrong simply by pulling into the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Sounds like a winner. And, of course, I have a Pilot and Flying J card myself, and I use it from time to time. The last time, the first time I used it, I bought a couple of, made a couple of trips and bought some fuel and bought something in the store, and I had 6 cents a gallon I got off my fuel at the time. That was pretty good. So there you go. I was happy with that. I don't know what I got this time, but I'm going to use it again at the end of the month when I go up to Brooksville. I'm going to come back that way. All right, and LJ, come on down. We want to see you. You've got the perfect place to go, Sarasota on the weekend. All right, I will be back with Kyle Warren right after we take this here break and let everybody know that we're going to have the news. Well, there'll be some interesting stuff going on tonight here.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.